Live from WNUR News, I'm Alex Harrison. You're listening to the 6 o'clock news on WNUR 89.3 FM HD1, Evanston, Chicago. It's Wednesday, February 23rd, 2022. Tonight on WNUR News, students register for spring quarter classes, a look at the upcoming Elvis biopic, and a confrontation with the lies of Groundhog Day. Those stories and more are coming up right now. Thanks for tuning in on this Wednesday evening. We have a couple brief announcements before heading into tonight's stories. First, our quarterly special broadcast is this Friday, February 25th, from 6 to 7 p.m. This hour-long show will be an NU Declassified School Survival Guide, with stories on the many different aspects of campus life here at Northwestern. You don't want to miss it. And second, our annual fundraiser Phone-a-thon is happening right now. This is the one time a year we ask our listeners for support to keep our station on air and advertisement free. Donate online at WNUR.org/donate or call 847-866-WNUR. That's WNUR.org/donate or 847-866-WNUR. As of right now, the online total is at $10,580. All contributions make a difference. In campus local tonight, class registration for spring quarter is well underway, with pre-reg happening last week and regular registration opening this past Monday. Undergraduates and graduate students may have different takes on which classes are easier to get into than others, but students are universally having trouble with CSER's user interface. Reporter Iris Swarthout speaks to students about the quarterly class struggle facing each student.
With spring quarter approaching, Northwestern students have been tasked with registering for classes, a time that comes with stress, doubt, and dozens of emails sent to advisors. For both undergraduate and graduate students, registering for classes involves logging onto CSER, a platform dedicated to all technical needs. Many students, including Beenan's second-year master's student Josephine Stockwell, find CSER's user interface to be difficult to use.
I have so much trouble with CSER. I think it's a me problem. I don't know. But when I go into class search, just looking for a class, I put in the department. This is what it feels like. I know this can't possibly be the truth, but I put in the department. I'll unclick show open classes only. I'll click music grad or unclick that. And it's always just like zero results. And I feel like I don't know how that always happens, but I have so much trouble.
Many undergraduates find CSER to be even more challenging when classes are full or waitlisted. Some believe that at registration time, drop-in advising or open office hours would be helpful in the event that hiccups do occur.
But I think it would be nice to be able to have advisors and some sort of like drop-in hours during registration rather than flooding their emails and waiting for them to get to yours.
According to Medill sophomore and photo editor at WNUR's media team, Joanne Hayner, this poses a problem for those who do not pre-register, a process only reserved for declared majors looking to take classes within their field. Pre-registration takes place a week before actual registration.
Everyone in Medill is a journalism major. So every journalism class you can register for in pre-registration. So you can't ever really wait for regular registration like you can do with other majors maybe or other schools, because all the Medill classes that are like focused in a special topic, it's pretty much like pre-registration or bust, I found.
Similar to Medill, McCormick School of Engineering's classes typically only attract students within the school itself. However, according to McCormick sophomore Ben Lankfer, getting into classes within his school is easier. The problem? Conflicting courses with those within NU's largest school, the Weinberg College of Arts and Sciences.
I feel like most people get into the classes they want, but it oftentimes results in conflicts with Weinberg, especially like Weinberg Sciences, which is the weirdest thing. Like, I had a conflict with like freshman year with Chem 151, EA1, which are supposed to be like a third of all engineers had to take those two classes freshman year. And there was a conflict with the discussion section that they had to, ended up having to add a section of discussion to like do that accordingly. So it's interesting because we both schools will post their course catalogs and there's oftentimes just a lot of conflict.
Not all students at NU are on the same playing field when it comes to planning out their classes. Weinberg sophomore Lily Naveau, who requires extra time for exams due to reading difficulties, is able to register for classes the Friday before regular registration. Students at NU, like Naveau, who are in need of help in this arena, are accommodated by early registration.
So I already registered last Friday at like noon because that was my accessible NU like early registration time. And the way that works is like I still get pre-reg, but I mean I didn't use it because I'm not like I only need it for MMSS and like we're guaranteed all those classes. But the way that works is like everyone who has accommodations can register like the Friday before regular registration. Just because we have to like space out our classes enough in order to like be able to use accommodations without having to miss other classes.
NU's quarter system allows students to take more courses than typical semester schools, and the fast-paced nature of the system makes it easy to get done with classes one may not enjoy. But for some, a week where students can test run classes before finalizing them might be beneficial.
I know other schools do like more of a shopping cart period where you can sit in a class before you decide if you want to take it. But I think at Northwestern that's more difficult because we are on a quarter system. So whereas another school, you'll have a semester where you have literally like 4 months in a class, four or 5 months, I don't even know. Here it's kind of like, you know, you have a little bit less than 3 months in a class almost.
I have this new philosophy that I've been doing this year where I register for 5 classes and always drop one. Because then it's like, just lightens the load a little bit. So I like have my own shopping week that I do now, where like we'll go to like all 5 classes for like a week or two and then drop one.
Class registration will continue through this week. Because of the flexibility of the quarter system, not getting into preferred classes won't derail students like Linkfer too much.
I wouldn't call it detrimental because it's not a prereq for anything. It'd definitely just be helpful because there's a lot of classes similar to it that I have to take.
From Evanston, or whichever city you're in, this is Iris Swarthout, WNUR News.
This anchor wishes everyone else luck with their class selections as he is going on an internship next quarter. Moving on to arts and entertainment. From director Baz Luhrmann, Elvis is a new musical drama film covering the life of singer and actor Elvis Presley, from his childhood through to his emergence as a superstar. Reporter Catherine Odom attended an advanced screening of the film's trailer and afterwards participated in a press junket for college journalists.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog,
Elvis Presley was a giant of American pop culture. He took the world by storm with his rock and roll music and bedazzled outfits. Elvis has been remembered through countless tribute artists, biographies, and now a new movie directed by Baz Luhrmann. The first official trailer for the movie was released on February 17th, and the movie is scheduled to come out on June 24th, 2022. The film, simply called Elvis, stars Austin Butler as Presley and Tom Hanks as Colonel Tom Parker, Presley's manager.
Are you ready to fly?
I'm ready to fly.
Tomorrow, all America will be talking about Elvis Presley.
I was invited to attend a virtual advanced screening of the trailer through a Warner Brothers program for college journalists.
In this modern era, the life of Elvis Presley could not be a better canvas on which to explore America in the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s. I mean, It's a mythical life that he lived.
That's director Baz Luhrmann at the trailer screening. Luhrmann has also directed films including The Great Gatsby, Moulin Rouge, and the 1996 Romeo and Juliet. Nelson George, a journalist, author, and culture and music critic, interviewed both Luhrmann and Butler at the screening. Luhrmann said he approached this story as an outsider.
I am the ultimate outsider. I mean, I come from a very small country town. So the greatest joy for me is to be an outsider and to live it.
Luhrmann said this movie deals extensively with Elvis's relationship with black culture in America. In the trailer, a young Presley is shown in a tent with gospel singers. The trailer also touches on Elvis's response to the assassination of Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis.
That's all right for you.
Tragedy, but it has nothing to do with us.
It has everything to do with us.
One of the big questions about Elvis is his relationship to black culture. How did you deal with that in the film?
The number one thing about Elvis Presley's journey is that black music and culture isn't a side note or a footnote or a bit. It's absolutely the canvas on which the story is writ. Meaning, if you take that out of the Elvis Presley story, there's no story.
In addition to playing the role on screen, Butler also sang as Elvis for this movie. Luhrmann said this was essential to make sure the music didn't sound like nostalgic jukebox songs. Butler added that he gave up on trying to completely impersonate Elvis.
Ultimately, the life is what is important, is what we sort of realized, is you can impersonate somebody, but to find the life within and the passion and the heart, ultimately I had to release myself from the constraints of that and try to live the life as truthfully as possible.
Luhrmann said this film also discusses Elvis and the complicated subject of sexual liberation. The trailer shows Presley's provocative dance moves as well as crowds of screaming women reaching for him.
It's really interesting, actually, how that liberation for that younger generation was so terrifying, but it was also terrifying because of its complex relationship to race in America. We have to be really honest about that.
The trailer is available to watch on YouTube now, and the movie will be in theaters on June 24th. Luhrmann said he was excited to share this trailer because
trailers are just, they're really an invitation to come into the process of the movie.
For WNUR News, I'm Catherine Odom.
Elvis will premiere nationwide on June 24th, 2022. And out there in oddities. It's been 3 weeks since Groundhog Day, putting us halfway through Punxsutawney Phil's prediction of an extended winter. But how much can we really trust his judgment? Reporter Emily Teotonio ties the facts together to confront Phil the Groundhog with his centuries of lies.
A Groundhog Day, a tradition dating back to the 1800s. A holiday that, well, most people ignore. But now why is that? Well, it doesn't make sense. Each year we put our fate in the hands of an animal who gets scared of their own shadow. How can a groundhog predict the future? My theory? It can't. For one, winter ends the same day no matter what. The last day of winter is always March 20th. If the groundhog sees his shadow or not, it won't change the tilt of the earth.
And you might say that it's just referring to winter weather.
Fine, okay. When you think of winter, you think of, I don't know, below 30 degree temperatures, black ice coating the sidewalks, frozen hair and wet socks, and the one more obvious one, snow. On February 2nd, 2022, Phil the Punxsutawney groundhog popped up from his hole and saw his shadow, predicting 6 more weeks of winter. Well, it's been 3 weeks, and I'm calling Mr. Phil a liar.
I gathered the average temperatures for the past 3 weeks, and ladies and gentlemen, about 62% of the days, the average temperature was below 30 degrees. Huh. Maybe he is magical.
Nope. cannot be, I will not lose, to a groundhog. The last time Mr. Phil did not see his shadow was in 2016. And guess what? After the first 3 weeks of his prediction, the average temperature was below 30 degrees about 57% of the time. That is only one less day. There's also only been 4 days of snow, a total of 9.3 inches in the past 3 weeks. In 2016, there were 5 snow days within the first 3 weeks. Yes, it was only 3.7 inches of snow, but if it weren't for Phil trying to threaten us with 5.4 inches of snow on Groundhog Day, it would only be 3.9 inches, which is pretty close to 3.7. He probably bribed Mother Nature so that the skeptics could get off his back. But hey, I'm not suggesting that Phil may have cheated in this fight. Only that the facts don't lie. Overall, there isn't much of a difference if that groundhog gets scared of his shadow or not. He's not a magician like we all hoped him to be. He's a fraud. Out of the 131 years that this tradition has been in place, he hasn't seen his shadow 18 times. That doesn't seem like a very fair distribution. I do have some possible reasons for this. One, Santa Claus did not get him the gift he wanted, thus causing him to get his revenge. Now he manipulates the people to fear a longer winter. Poor Santa. Two, leprechauns stole his money. So to keep them from doing it again, he warns them about the winter weather. Leprechauns don't want to be out in the cold. Less leprechauns, less theft. And three, him and the Easter Bunny have a deal. Yes, hear me out. 2016 was an early Easter, March 27th to be exact, and look at that. Phil declared an early spring that year too. Coincidence? I think not. You may have once thought that Phil was just an innocent little animal. Yet, each year we feed into this tradition, we are giving him power that he does not deserve. We are fueling his revenge when he should not be involving the public in his grudges. This is Emily Teotonio with WNUR News, and I hope your eyes have opened.
Thanks to Emily for her story, which is now our first foray into investigative journalism. We'd like to remind listeners again that our annual fundraiser Phone-a-thon is happening right now. This is the one time a year we ask our listeners for support to keep our station on air and ad-free. Donate online at wnur.org/donate or call 847-866-WNUR. Again, that's wnur.org/donate or 847-866-WNUR. As of right now, the online total is at $10,855. All contributions make a difference. In the headlines today, Northwestern's Multicultural Center closed down Tuesday night following the discovery of a threatening message written on a whiteboard. The message read, quote, "I am insane, also I have a gun." According to an email from university administration, both the MCC and the neighboring Black House remain closed, and university police have increased patrols in the surrounding area. The city of Evanston will lift its masking and vaccination mandates for indoor public spaces on February 28th, according to a public email from Mayor Daniel Biss. The decision aligns Evanston with the rest of Illinois following a decision by Governor J.B. Pritzker. At time of broadcast, it is unclear whether Northwestern's Evanston campus is included in this decision, or if the university will make a decision of its own. All Chicago police officers are now mandated to receive COVID-19 vaccines following a final arbitration decision made by an arbitrator. The city of Chicago first issued a vaccine requirement for city staff in August 2021, but was dragged into arbitration by an appeal from CPD's union. Officers have until April 13th to receive either their second shot of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine or to receive the single-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Taking a look now at the weather, it's currently 21 degrees in Evanston with cloudy skies and a few snow flurries. Tonight, expect more cold. Flurries will return tomorrow afternoon and Saturday will be sunny. Next week, we'll see warmer temps and partly sunny skies with a high of 41 on Tuesday. That's all for WNUR News at 6 p.m. For more news updates and reports, follow us on our Twitter at WNUR News and on our Instagram at WNUR News 893. You can listen to these and other stories of the day on our Spotify, Google Podcasts, and SoundCloud. You can also find us on our website, WNUR.news. Our reporters for today are Iris Swarthout, Catherine Odom, and Emily Teotonio. Our producer today is Sarah Cadora. From all of us here at WNUR News, I'm Alex Harrison. Catch our hour-long special broadcast on Friday, February 25th from 6 to 7 p.m. Thank you for listening. Now, back to scheduled programming.